Matt was just saying that after the regular season game you guys played, that he feels like the Texans might feel like they owe you one. Do you guys account for that at all this week?
I mean, we know that they didn't play the best game. You know, they know that, we know that. And come Sunday, we're expecting their best. I mean, it's all or nothing now from here on out. And for us, we have to be able to execute. You know, if we don't execute, we'll have troubles. And first, it starts with their running game. You know, it starts with Foster. The more touches he get in the passing game on the ground, you know, the better that team is. But I'm pretty sure they're sitting down there saying, you know what, they played us in the regular season. Things didn't go well. We basically outplayed them. And they feel that they're a better football team, and they are a better football team. So it's a reason that they're in postseason. It's the reason we're in the postseason. So I don't think anything from that game going to play a huge factor. I think it'll give them more momentum or give them more of an edge that they want to come back up and face us and try to beat us in Foxborough. So we can control what we control, you know, and that's going to practice and working hard and trying to, you know, fix little kinks and stuff. We had a good chance to get back at work, you know, last week. We had 2 days of good practices, working on things that we think can help us moving forward. So, but it's going to come down to execute. That's what it's going to boil down to, a bunch of guys making plays, who make the most plays, and who can execute well. That's what this game is going to boil down to.
What are some of the unique challenges of facing a team that runs a zone blocking scheme?
Well, it always cut blocks. I mean, it's that's something they do very, very well. Their zone running scheme, stretch runs, mix in a couple scheme runs. Playing cut blocks is always a big challenge when you're facing a team like this, because it seems like, you know, I don't care if you're getting cut on the front side or the back side, that running back sees it and he hit it right off that cut block. So up front is going to be very important for us to try to stay on our feet and make sure that we're playing our blocks pretty good. And hopefully everybody else around us is doing the same thing. But it's always tough. Any team that, you know, runs the ball the way they run the ball and how to play action and the bootlegs and all that stuff come after that. It's a big thing. It's a big challenge for us. But, you know, we've faced it. We've seen it. We've seen it a bunch of times. I mean, so we kind of know how we want to play this game. So if we play it the way we need to play it, we'll be okay.
Obviously, you got out to a big lead. They couldn't run as much, but he's coming off a great game now against Cincinnati. Do you expect to see that kind of running back?
Absolutely. I expect to see the best. Whatever they have, I expect to see it. I mean, the kitchen sink, if it's called for. But, you know, last week you saw why this guy is one of the top offensive players in the game, not just a back, but offensive player in this game. The things that he can do with the ball in his hands in the pass game and running it. You know, he's a great blocker, you know, when they ask him to block. I mean, he's a special player, and we understand that. So we know it starts, you know, if they run a game. And, I mean, you can't X out the receiver, Andre Johnson. You can't X out Daniels. You can't X out the quarterback. And you can't X out their, you know, Pro Bowl side. So they well put together. You know, and the last time we faced them, they didn't play as well. So I'm pretty sure that they're going to come out here fired up and ready to play this week.
You must have been pretty happy that the team went out to a 14-28 lead that takes basically Foster out of the game. Is that a huge relief for you to see the offense?
Well, anytime you get a team one-dimensional, that's a big plus. Every team try to do that. We try to do it. I'm pretty sure Houston will try to do it. But, you know, it just, you know, bottle up a bunch of things when you can get a team like that one-sided, you know, and when you can expect the pass, you can expect this, you can expect that. But when a team is on track and when they're running the ball good, throwing the ball good, play action is good, special teams good, it's tough. So you have to be able to play 60 minutes of good football. And we're at the time now where we're going to have to play that. We definitely have to play that from here on out. But, you know, we're starting with this game first. We got to put it together for one game and then move forward, hopefully.
You get an added sense of excitement at this time of year because you've played a number of big games over your career, certainly, but is there still a step up in adrenaline?
Absolutely. I mean, you lose, you go home, plain and simple. I mean, it's no more next week or next time we face them. You're talking about next season. So we all have to be at our best. You know, I have to be at my best. My teammates have to be at their best. Coaches, they have to be at their best. Coach has done a great job this year of putting us in situations that make us successful. So hopefully we can carry it on. But we all have to raise it a notch just a little bit. And going forward, we're going to have to play like that. Like I said, hopefully this is not our last game. But we go into this game like, you know, our back's against the walls. You know, you lose, you go home. That's reality. Ain't nothing else to it. You can't sugarcoat it. You lose, you go home. You win, you move on. So we want to win. We got to do everything we can to try to win, and it starts in practice.
Physically speaking, what for you has been the benefits of the bye week? And after 3-4 days off, do you feel like a new man?
I mean, you could take it, you know, however you want to take it, but I think everybody treated it as a difference. You know, for me, it was, you know, doing what I need to do to get, you know, feel good, still work out. You know, got a chance to watch football, got a chance to enjoy my family, got a chance to get away, you know, just to, you know, clear your head and prepare what's going, you know, what's soon to come, hopefully. And that's how I approached it, you know, just knowing my level of play have to go up. My teammates' level of play have to go up. So the best way to do that is to show, lead by example. You don't have to, a lot of times people think you have to talk. You don't have to talk a lot. You know, if you go to work and everybody see that, you know what, you're boosting your level of play, they'll follow. And that's my goal, you know, go out to practice today and boost our level of play up. And hopefully guys can see that, and hopefully I can bring some guys with me. But we have a great group of guys now. I mean, I'm pretty sure that they'll be ready. They'll be excited. They should be. You know, we worked very, very hard to get to this point. But we can't stop now. You know, we can't stop now, especially if we want to continue to play. So we got to do whatever it takes to win. You know what? Winning is hard. Winning one early in my career, you kind of get the sense, you know, it happens like this all the time, but it doesn't. It's very, very hard to win at this level. It didn't end at any level, you know. So we all play this game for one goal, and it's to be champions, plain and simple. And you can't take a situation and overlook it. And the situation for us is, you know, Houston Texans. We can't overlook this team. We got to go in and play good football. If we play well, we'll be okay. But if we don't, we'd be in trouble.
I guess for lack of a better term, you know, you got this long-term deal or financial security you wanted a little while ago. And a lot of times players get that and it doesn't work out for them on the field afterwards. And that really hasn't been the case with you. I'm just kind of wondering what you attribute that to.
I'm a football player. The passion and the love for the game that I have, you know, money is good. But at the same time, you know, I played this game, you know, through high school, through college, and now got a chance to play this game, you know, and people pay me to play what I love to do. So I never try to let that justify why I should play and why I shouldn't play. So it's all in the heart, you know, the passion, you know, the love for the guys that you have in this locker room, love for the organization. And that's how I was brought up. I was always brought up. I always loved sports. Mainly football. I loved it. Until the day I don't, you know, that'll be my last calling. But as long as I'm enjoying myself, I'll continue to play no matter the price. I mean, but it's just a love for the game.
Vince, as a fellow alum of the U, were you pleased to see that Sunday wasn't Ray Lewis's last
game? You know what that guy meant? He means so much to NFL. I think, you know, when I old and retire, you know, and this game's going to go on, and people going to always remember Ray Lewis, always. He's going to be remembered because the love he have and the passion he have, I mean, the way he can get guys to rally around him, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, he's a special guy. He's a special, special guy, especially football player. I mean, he have every tool to be a great player. I mean, when you talk about being great, and you talk about defense, the first person come to your mind is Ray Lewis. I mean, because what he's done over the years, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, he's just a hell of a player. He's a hell of a person. He's just a great, great icon.
History or emotions watching him?
You know what? When I saw him come out and do his little thing, it was special. You know, because everybody know, you know, that trademark from him, his dance, and, you know, Bill called it the war dance. And when he did that, it's like sending chills up your body, because he's been doing this for so long. You know, it's hard to see that a guy that's been doing it for so long and at the level he's been doing it at, I mean, it's unheard of. That's classic. And when you talk about greatness, you're talking about greatness right there. I mean, he's one of the best that ever done it. I mean, his name can be, you know, with some of the greatest of all time at that position. And he shows it. For 17 years, he's shown it.
Speaking of the best, I mean, your name's come up already this year. As, you know, showing up on these all-pro lists, meaning one of the four best defensive linemen in football. And what does that mean to you?
You know, I kind of – it's always an honor to get, you know, recognition like that. But to me – I was always believe I was put on this earth to play football. And at the end of the day, that's what I know, football. I know football. I know how to play football. I know what it takes to play football. I know what it takes to win. I know how it feels to lose. I've been in a lot of battles in my life in football. So, you know, all the recognition and accolades that comes with it, that's great. But at the end of the day, I want to win. Plain and simple. And I try to do whatever I can to help this ball club win. Because at the end of the day, that's what you get judged by, you know, wins and losses. So I always roll like that, and I'm going to always roll like that. I'm a big fan and team. You know, if I wasn't, I'd be throwing a shot put somewhere, which I can do. But absolutely. So, and that's, you know, that was fine, but I love playing football. And with football come teammates, come coaching, come discipline, come fundamental, come technique. There's so many things involved. And it's always a challenge. And I'm always challenging myself to get better. And until the day I can't, or my body telling me, you know what, Vince, you can't do it no more, I'm going to continue to do it.
Might we see Vince throwing shot in the Olympics?
Man, I might be too old then. Those years have passed, but you know what? It's funny because I actually have shot puts at my house. I bought them like a couple years ago and actually went out in the yard to see if I can throw it. And I was okay. I was okay. It's like riding a bicycle. No, not 7 feet. Nah. Don't have that in me no more, I tell you that.
How much, in your opinion, does playoff experience matter?
Well, it only matters if you make it matter. I mean, you have to understand what's at stake. I think that's the biggest thing for this team to understand where we're at, what it's going to take to win. That's when you talk about, you know, how many times you've been in the postseason and stuff like that. But if you can't put it out and if you can't execute, I don't care how many times you've been at this level and how many games you've played in the postseason, it won't matter. It will not matter, so. We have guys that have been here before. We have guys that haven't been here before. So our job is to make these guys understand what it takes to win, especially in a situation like this. And, you know, and I think, like I said, we have some good teammates, great teammates, and they understand. They understand what we need to do to go out and perform to our best. We just have to execute. Good. By the way, I threw 54 feet at the house.
No hurdle. 54 feet, but I felt a lot of bones cracking.